JB and I show. I'm your host, Isaac the Fire Hawk Middleton.
Coming this summer of 2025, the world is ready for a new chapter in the saga of Superman, a character who had long been synonymous with hope and heroism. The anticipation is palpable as the film, directed by James Gunn, prepared to unveil a fresh perspective on the iconic Man of Steel. This isn't just another superhero movie. Here is my take on it. I don't know how it is really going to go, of course. From the very first frame, the film enveloped the audience in a sweeping panorama of Kansas's rolling fields and golden sunsets, beautifully captured by cinematographer Henry Braham. The visuals were breathtaking, each shot meticulously crafted to evoke a sense of nostalgia and warmth, reflecting the very essence of Clark Kent's dual existence. The camera lingered on the quiet charm of Smallville, where the air was filled with the scent of freshly mown grass and the distant sound of children playing. It was a place that felt both timeless and comforting, yet it stood in stark contrast to the weight of Clark's alien legacy. David Corenswet stepped into the role of Clark Kent with an earnestness that resonated deeply. His portrayal was not just of a superhero, but of a man caught between two worlds. The film opened with Clark returning to Smallville after a lengthy absence, a self-imposed exile that stemmed from his struggle to reconcile his Kryptonian heritage with his human upbringing. As he walked through the familiar streets, memories flooded back. His first flight, the laughter of friends, the unconditional love of his adoptive parents, Jonathan and Martha Kent. Yet, with each step, there was an undercurrent of isolation, a reminder that, despite the adoration he received as Superman, the man behind the cape often felt like an outsider. The narrative deftly weaved between Clark's heroic escapades and his personal journey. Lois Lane, portrayed by the talented Rachel Brosnahan, was a pivotal character in this exploration. Their relationship was more than just a romantic subplot. It was a partnership built on mutual respect and understanding. Lois represented the grounding force in Clark's life, someone who saw beyond the cape and the powers. She challenged him to confront the complexities of his identity, urging him to embrace both sides of himself rather than view them as conflicting. Their conversations were filled with a mix of playful banter and deep philosophical musings, creating a rich tapestry of connection that resonated with audiences. As the story unfolded, the film introduced Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor, a character reimagined through Gunn's lens. Luthor was not merely a villain. He was a mirror reflecting Clark's struggles. A brilliant businessman with a tragic past, Luthor's motivations were rooted in a desire to protect humanity from what he perceived as the threat of Superman's power. His obsession with control and fear of the unknown mirrored Clark's own battles with acceptance and belonging. The interactions between Clark and Luthor were charged with tension, each encounter a philosophical debate on the nature of power, responsibility, and what it truly means to be human. The film's score, composed by John Murphy, elevated the emotional stakes in every scene. The music was a character in its own right, underscoring Clark's internal struggles and the grandeur of his heroic moments. From the soaring strings during moments of triumph to the haunting melodies that accompanied his moments of doubt, the score resonated deeply with the audience, enhancing their emotional connection to the story. It was a reminder that even the mightiest heroes grapple with their place in the world, and that vulnerability is not a weakness, but a facet of true strength. As the summer heat enveloped Smallville, the film delved into the heart of Clark's journey. He faced challenges that tested not only his physical strength, but also his emotional resilience. A series of crises unfolded, from natural disasters threatening his hometown to Luthor's machinations aimed at discrediting Superman in the eyes of the public. Each challenge forced Clark to confront his fears and insecurities, pushing him to seek answers about his identity and purpose. The stakes were high, not just for the world, but for Clark's own sense of self. In one poignant scene, Clark stood on the edge of a cliff overlooking the vast Kansas landscape, the wind tousling his hair. It was here that he grappled with the weight of his choices. The sun dipped below the horizon, casting a warm glow that seemed to wrap around him like a comforting embrace. He reflected on the duality of his existence, the alien who could save the world, and the man who longed for a place to call home. The visuals captured the moment beautifully, with Bram's cinematography painting the sky in hues of orange and purple, symbolizing the hope that lay on the horizon. Through it all, the film emphasized the importance of community and connection. Smallville was not just a backdrop. It was a character in its own right, filled with people who loved and supported Clark, despite his differences. The townsfolk, portrayed with warmth and authenticity, represented the heart of his journey. They reminded him that heroism wasn't solely about grand gestures, but also about the small, everyday acts of kindness and compassion. Whether it was helping a neighbor with a flat tire or comforting a child after a storm, these moments grounded Clark and reinforced his understanding of what it meant to belong. As the climax approached, the film reached a fever pitch. Luther's plans escalated, and the stakes for both Clark and Smallville grew dire. The action sequences were expertly choreographed, blending breathtaking visuals with emotional depth. The audience was on the edge of their seats, not just for the spectacle of Superman soaring through the sky, but for the emotional resonance of each blow exchanged. Clark's battles were not just against physical threats, but against the very doubts that plagued him. The moment he embraced his identity as both a Kryptonian and a human, the film transcended the typical superhero genre, offering a profound commentary on the nature of heroism and acceptance. In a climactic showdown, Clark confronted Luther in a battle that was as much about ideology as it was about physical strength. The dialogue crackled with tension as they debated the nature of power and the responsibilities that come with it. Luther's fear of Superman's potential for destruction clashed with Clark's belief in hope and redemption. It was a battle of wills, and as the dust settled, it became clear that the true victory lay not in defeating an enemy, but in embracing one's true self. The resolution of the film was both powerful and poignant. Clark returned to Smallville, where the townsfolk welcomed him with open arms, celebrating not just the hero, but the man behind the cape. The final scenes captured the essence of belonging, as Clark stood amongst his friends and family, a smile on his face that radiated warmth and acceptance. He had found his place in the world, not by denying his alien heritage, but by embracing it as part of his identity. As the credits rolled, the audience was left with a profound sense of hope. The film had transcended the typical superhero narrative, offering a rich exploration of identity, belonging, and the complexities of being human. It was a reminder that even the mightiest heroes grapple with their place in the world, and that true strength lies in vulnerability and connection.
In the summer of 2025, Superman's revival was not just about saving the world. It was about finding a home within it. Through James Gunn's visionary storytelling, the film resonated with audiences, reminding them that heroism is not just about extraordinary powers, but about the extraordinary choices we make in our everyday lives. As the sun set on Smallville, it illuminated the path for a new generation of heroes, inspiring them to embrace their identities and find their places in a world that often feels divided. The legacy of Superman was alive and well, a beacon of hope shining brightly in the hearts of those who dared to dream. I hope that you like my take on the new Superman. As you might can tell, I am excited, and I can't wait to see the new Superman movie. Superman comes out this July on the 11th of this year. Don't be confused by my past tense writing about the Superman movie. What do you think about the new Superman movie? Are you excited as well? Do you think it is going to be as good or better than Henry Cavill's Superman?
MyFitWatch.net. You see me say it so much time, so many times. It's my online store. You can find Team Firehawk supplements there. I use it. Multivitamin. You can find all the merch there. You know what I'm saying? Got to get the merch. And you can also find all kind of items and stuff there that you know, just will support the stream, the company, the whole nine, the movement, everything, you know. So it's just a pleasure and an honor to be able to present to you MyFootWatch.net. Okay, so thank you so much for your support. All right.